I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, is another Tell Del. And that's a show where we bring in people that have gone through the experience of changing their lives financially and have them share the experience with you. With me today here is an interesting couple. This is just a typical American success story in that they both had great corporate America jobs, high paid, highly compensated jobs, and had made enough money to be happy as a family in our country, right? Two kids, great life, everything's working out just fine. And then something comes up, and we need to find out what it is that came up with these people that brought them to the point where they wanted to look into doing something different. You know, it's that situation of having succeeded at everything that was the American dream, and then getting to the end of it, and then there's something that's just not there, is really the tell-all, be-all of this story, and of most of the stories that we bring to you, is that, hey, we were told to do this, we did it, we succeeded. Boom, what's left at the end of the rainbow? So having said that as a setup, let's go ahead and bring in Matt and Consdia Wolfram from Houston, Texas. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Del. Thanks for having us.
So who wants to start out here and help us and the listeners, myself, understand successful family, great jobs, kids, got the whole bit, vacationing all the time. Everything's great. What was it that stimulated this desire to look into something different? I know a friend had given you some, you know, information that they were in it, but you had to have been interested to even ask the question. So what was it that got you guys thinking?
So I have one word on that, Del. Texas. So our tax burden was incredible, as you might be able to imagine, with two W-2s. And our investment solely in the stock market, paying capital gains and dividends. I mean, we're typical, you know, educated families, had good jobs, but we're paying a ton in taxes. And our friends, Amy and Eric Johnson, had been members of Lifestyles Unlimited for about 4 years. And we talked about it on and off, but, you know, I've always discounted it. We didn't want to be a landlord. We're too busy. And I like how you say that what gets in the way of a great life is a good life.
Mm-hmm.
We were exactly on that boat. And I remember it was right after tax season. I happened to run into Eric at a birthday party, of all things, and I cornered him. I said, okay, you've got to tell me more about real estate investments. And, you know, honestly, we talked for a couple of hours, and the only thing that I remember out of that conversation is, enroll in the two-day. So we talked about single-family investments, multifamily, but he highly encouraged us to go and attend the Financial Freedom Seminar, which happens once a month over a Saturday and Sunday. And so that's what we did. Actually, Matt and I took two different, because the kids were younger at the time, and so somebody had to stay home. So I went 1 month joined as a preferred investor, and then that followed, he attended Threatmonth. But yeah, taxes were what really pushed us over the edge with respect to getting our journey started in real estate.
Well, let's talk about the big S for a second. Usually I find that highly educated people are the most skeptical people, that there's another way that may work more effectively than just getting up and going to work every day. Did you guys have your level of skepticism at some point?
Oh my gosh. I mean, let's talk about skepticism. So, you know, skeptic is more or less my middle name, but I'll tell you a couple of things that gave us some comfort, Del. One, Eric and Amy are very conservative. Their background is similar to ours. So actually, Matt Eric Paulo was a civil engineer. He's a civil engineer. He's running a business now. And so I knew that if Eric is doing this and he's getting results, and oh, by the way, he started sending me, he was still getting checks in the mail for his apartment investment. So he started sending me pictures of his checks, and I'm thinking,
oh no.
Yeah. So I have on my phone pictures of, and I'm like, how quickly can I get involved? So one, there was quite a bit of comfort, I would say, from having people who I trust, having followed on this path before us. And really, in going and networking with, within Lifestyles Unlimited, and seeing that these are everyday people who are investing. You don't invest through Lifestyles. You guys are there to teach us, to basically teach us how to fish, not to give us a fish, right?
Right.
So, people say, oh, it's a pyramid scheme. How can this work? And I'm like, how can this be a pyramid scheme? I mean, these folks are teaching me how to be a real estate investor. It's my business. Very skeptical. But like I said, I think that the fact that Eric and Amy have been doing this before us really broke through some of that barrier.
Matt, how about you? What was your view from the other side of this thing? Obviously, she's the skeptic. How about you?
Well, I mean, we're both kind of skeptical in that same sense, Del. And it was something that, like you said, we spent a lot of time with Eric before we even went to the 2-day. And he gave us a lot of information on how it works. And we're both engineers. We're both very, math and financially based people that were able to sit down and look at how the numbers worked. And we looked at it 18 different ways to try and figure out where's the hole, what's wrong with this, where can this go bad, how can this fail, and talking with Eric, going through the 2-day, listening to you, networking with other Lifestyles members, it just gave us a real comfort as this is real, this is legit, and let us move forward from there.
That's an interesting point. Were you surprised as typical engineers or business people, you've been taught your whole life, let's keep our business private. You have to sign, non-disclosures. There's, it's everything you do is like, you don't tell, the left hand what the right hand's doing. Were you surprised how open people were with their personal financial information and how they operated their businesses?
Absolutely. And to this day, I'm still pretty floored at how open the group is with this is what we do. This is how we do it. If this worked for me, here, I'll teach you how to do it. This didn't work. The whole nine yards. I mean, the whole thing is very open, honest, and upfront, and it really gives you a feel for what they're doing, how they're doing it, and that gives you just that extra level of comfort that what is going on is legit. It's not there. It gets you the ability to take that first step and make that first investment.
Now, the first one you did you do it with just somebody new in the group, or did you do it with your friend?
Yeah. So we actually got into three multifamily deals very quickly, not with our friend. We reached out to lead investors at Lifestyles, and we started receiving private placement memorandums, evaluating those. With the help of the education process, I Matt can speak for himself, but I felt very confident. I'm used to reading contracts, and so I felt very confident. There's an excellent class on how to read a PPM on the education material that is available to us. And with that, I felt very confident that I knew what to look for. Talked to those lead investors, and then made a selection. So interestingly enough, Del, our plan was to get into a couple of deals, right? Let's get into a couple of passive deals. We don't have time. Let's see how this goes. Well, very quickly, we had landed on three. So within the first 30 to 45 days, we were invested on three deals. So that all moved very quickly.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a break here in a second. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to take us back to the two-day. Being educated individuals like you are, you go to something like that, and the answers to your questions are embedded in 2 days' worth of information. So when you come back, I want to hear from you, if you can. What were the light bulb moments that went on? And we'll cover that when we get back. For the rest of you out there, if you want to call in, our number here is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you'd like to call and ask questions of either Matt or Kaja, the phone lines will be open when we get back. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to access our free live training event schedule. Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970. Or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Back, and now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Matt and Conjit of Wolfram from Houston, Texas. And they're telling their story today about joining up in 2016 and Matt retiring in 11 months from there, which is a pretty good story. We're going to take it back now to the two-day workshop that they went to. And the question I wanted to ask was, what was the aha moments to you guys, the light bulb moments from each of you that just like, wow, that's it. That's what we're missing.
Yeah, so at the very beginning of the workshop, Dale, you ask everyone to calculate their return on net worth. And I remember taking out the calculator, figuring out, you know, how much am I getting on dividends, et cetera. And oh, my goodness, that number was dismal. So from the very start, like, okay, something's got to give. So from a return on net worth perspective, the investments that we had in the stock market, while they were growing, certainly not at a pace and certainly not cash flowing as a real estate investment are. And then the second one for me was when you talked us through the potential of multifamily investment with respect to if you tweak your income by a little bit, so if you increase income by a little bit, if you decrease expenses by a little bit, the impact that you have on net operating income, and then the impact that has on the value of the property and the potential of refinancing and where you can really, I think you describe it as there's a cycle, right? Like you can keep growing those circles as you get refinancing from apartment complex. So that to me was completely new. Nobody had ever told me that was a possibility for regular people. People with absolutely no real estate. People ask me that a lot, like how much real estate investment experience did you have when you joined Lifestyles Unlimited? And I'm here to tell you none whatsoever. I mean, everything that we learn about real estate investment is through Lifestyles.
You know, the point you bring up is probably counterintuitive to almost everybody. People associate real estate with the only real estate they've ever touched, which is a personal residence. And the residence goes up in value when everything else around them goes up in value. They've never had the possibility of owning something that they go in and change something and it goes up in value, which really, in truth, has almost unlimited potential because you can constantly fix, change, redo, control expenses tighter, increase income more, or just buy more product and have more product to lease out. So it's an unlimited upside potential. Most people don't see that. Matt, let's go on to you. What was the aha moments for yourself in this 2 day?
That was my biggest one is the whole multifamily arena where you have the ability to buy something and you're no longer at, you know, the whim of the houses around you, the comps and everything else. This is a business and it's valued on what you're doing with that business. And so the more efficiency you can get out of that business, the more you can drive profits through that business, the more valuable it is. And to me, that was the biggest thing that, you know, just seeing that and being able to say, you know, hey, I can see it. I understand it. I know how this works on paper. It was really something that got me excited and something I really wanted to be involved with from that point on.
You know, it's interesting. I was listening carefully to see if either of you came back with the answer that you should have come back with. You flunked the test. You both went into the 2 day looking for a tax problem solution, and we threw it out there for you. How do you like to earn income tax free? How did it work for you?
The tax benefit is, and honestly, so when, you know, while I went into Lifestyles Unlimited thinking about, you know, I need to get a break on my tax return, once we saw the potential returns and invest, you know, I know that there's a bunch of tax benefits from real estate, but honestly, that became almost secondary because we went in thinking, oh, tax, tax, tax. And I'm like, whoa, there's real earning potential here. There is, you know, real earning potential beyond what we could do from a tax break perspective. So that, like I said, took a bit of a backseat. Yeah.
Very, very good point. Very good point. I'll add to that this statement. I ask people all the time, do you think you're paying too much in taxes? And people go, yes. And I go, did you pay $400,000 in taxes last year? And they go, no. And I said, well, then you don't have a tax problem. You have an income problem. And really, you've analyzed it correctly. All you need to do is focus on the income side, because in real estate, when it's done correctly, all the income is tax-free. So the only thing you really focus on, you don't have to focus on taxation, you focus on income production. So you nailed it. You got it right. I was just testing you to see if you would stand up for your own wisdom, right? To see if you'd stand up for your own wisdom, and you did, and that's very good. You passed the test with flying colors. What else? Anything else in the 2 days that caught your attention?
To me, it was the collection of folks in that room, Dell. People with such broad background, varied, you know, and normal people. I mean, and you get to talk to them over the course of the 2 days, obviously, and you get to learn a bit about what brought them here, what's their background, what are they looking for. People who had some real estate experience, people who had looked at other real estate quote group before, and they told me, I remember one of my colleagues in the 2 days saying, Lifestyles Unlimited is the best of them all. I mean, you know, based on what they had seen. So just how pervasive you can make real estate investments throughout this, you know, normal population. These people are not specialists. So that was really good. And since then, our kids, Brooke and Ryan. Brooke is 15 and a half now, and Ryan is 13. And this past summer, they actually attended a 2 day. So they've gone through and they sat through the 2 day, because we want to give them the option that we didn't have from a education perspective growing up. You know, growing up it was you go to college, you get a good job, you work, you save, you retire. And we want to introduce the concept that there are other options out there of making a living and making a life for yourself.
How did they take it? I'm remembering that they're like 14 and 15 years old, or thereabouts, 13, 15. How did they take the 2 day?
Yeah, Matt?
Well, I mean, they're both interested going in. I mean, they do have some of their money invested in some of the real estate that we own. So, you know, it is both a learning and a very, you know, relevant education for them. They both enjoy it. It's something that, as far as I know, they both intend to continue pursuing as they get older and actually get some capital of their own that they can start to invest in some bigger and larger deals. So hopefully it's something that's latched on, and it'll give them a leg up, like Tanja said, in a path that we really just were completely blind to the existence of it when we were, even 20, you know, fresh out of school, whatever. We just never realized that real estate was out there and could be as productive as it is.
Yeah, well, you know what? Kids today are lucky. I wish I could have had that, because to me, all I had to do was play Monopoly. And I just remember it was four greenhouses and three red hotels. And that's the same thing I do now as a grown adult. Same game, just playing with real money. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Matt and Conjita Wolfram from Houston, Texas. They currently have 5 apartment complexes and 8 houses. And as they came out of the 2-day seminar, we were wanting to know, guys, what was your plan? Boom, you signed up right away. You saw the opportunity. You saw the possibilities. What was the plan coming out of the blocks, and how did you execute?
Yeah, so the plan was to get into a couple of passive multifamily deals. We had the capital to do that. And then watch and see how they performed. But as I said, very quickly, we identified 3 passive deals that were definitely worthwhile to invest. And so we said, okay, we right away increased from 2 to 3. So we went up by 50%. And then a few months into that, we started calculating what would it take to replace Matt's income. So we had at the time 3 apartment complexes, as passive. We started calculating the potential return on single family houses. And we concluded that if we added some single family investments, we would be able to retire Matt. So that's what we did. We actually bought a package of 5 houses within, I guess it was probably 6 months. So within about a month and a half, we had 3 multifamily. And then within about 6 months, we had 5 houses. And then once those were more or less stabilized, a single family, that is, and the apartment started cash flowing, Matt quit his job 11 months after we joined Lifestyles Unlimited.
Now, did you see during the case studies the high rates of return on single-family housing? Is that why you shifted your focus from multifamily to single-family?
So we attended a lot of the case studies, and not only did we see the potential there, but we started working with the real estate agents from Lifestyles Unlimited, and looking at, okay, realistically, what can we do? And working with them and calculating returns on specific houses, you know, using a methodology that Lifestyle teaches you. That wasn't, you know, we were relatively conservative on the estimates that we could get. So we didn't go in expecting to have, you know, 60% cash flow in houses, which is completely possible if you really, really hit a home run. I mean, we were relatively conservative with what we expected. Some of those houses actually have turned into home runs for us. But, you know, our assumptions are always very, very conservative. So since that time, we have grown the portfolio to 8 single-family houses and 11 multifamily deals, all passive. And as I said, Matt had replaced his income and retired in 11 months. And so he's been home for, what, going on 3 years almost on that.
Yeah, almost 2.5, 3 years now.
Yeah.
So how did you guys pick the houses you wanted to do?
Well, I mean, basically what we did, though, is we sat down and we said this is kind of what we want to get out of the houses. We laid out a box of, you know, equity capture, of cash flow returns, and general areas that when we started, we wanted things that were a little bit closer in case, you know, we were unsure, I mean, you know, baby steps and all that. So we wanted to be able to get to it pretty easily. And then we just started working with the realtors to see what was out there. And I don't remember how many houses we looked at before we bought that first package and you know, continued to add houses there for the next 6 months and look, you know, constantly talking with agents, looking at houses. And that was as we got more comfortable with the single family side of things, we took on, you know, more, you know, bigger and larger rehab projects and spread out a little bit too as well. But always we had our box of returns, equity capture, cash flow that we wanted for the houses. And if it didn't meet that, we'd pass. I mean, that's one of the things going into Lifestyles, both single family and multifamily, that was always at the back of my mind. And I'm sure a lot of people is, you know, how many of these deals are out there? How can I find these deals? Is it a case of, you know, there's one deal and 100 people trying to fight for it? And the more you get into this and the more you experience this, you know, single family, multifamily as well, you start to understand that there are enough deals out there for everybody. And you don't have to worry about passing on a deal because it doesn't fit what you're looking for, because you can find another deal, and another, whether it be a house or an apartment complex. If it doesn't fit what you've defined as your goals and your box and what you expect to do with it, don't really need to feel pressured to go ahead and jump on that deal because that's the only one out there.
Yeah. So the funny part about that first single family deal and some of the things that we would not do at Gandell, one, the package that we bought were 5 houses and they were tenant occupied. We closed on those houses the very end of September, September 29th or something like that. On October 1st, we received rent. So, you know, talk about fast cash flowing. However, we found that there are some pitfalls with buying tenant-occupied houses that, honestly, we moved away from. We prefer to buy a house that you can rehab, or some of them needed very little rehab. Some others needed a lot of rehab. But having control over the people who you actually put in those houses, because we inherited those tenants. Some of them were good, some of them were not good. So Matt has actually had gone through an eviction process, almost got to another one, and we find that that's much less of an issue when we select our own tenants. So that's one of the things that I would have done differently. The tenant-occupied houses, you know, it was great because they cash flow right away, but we would do that a different way.
No doubt. I've been in both situations. I started with buying houses that were pre-rented, as I tell in the story, you know, when you come to the 2-day. And for me, it really was a good thing in that it made me focus on, it's not all the stuff that comes up to getting the deal. It's the end result is having the cash flow. So it kept me, you know, straight and narrow from the beginning to fix everything, put the best tenant in, and then be done with it, as opposed to thinking that the real estate business was this rehab business that you go out there and spend all your time, you know, doing the work yourself, which isn't the case. Now, one other point, though, that correlates with what you said is when you buy them yourself and you buy them all messed up, you're going to get a better financing situation because you're going to be able to buy them so cheap that you can use hard money lending and get in for a very low down payment. You guys get any of those kinds of deals that were just home runs?
Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, that's the other thing that we found is that actually, because as those tenants of the first package started moving out, those houses needed a bit of TLC that we would have done up front through a hard money loan. So I can't let Matt talk about the specific deals, but yes, hard money loan lending was another, you know, going back to the today aha moment, I had no idea that there was a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of piggyback off of that, yeah, absolutely. Once we got away from the tenant occupied and got into the hard money loans, our returns and our equity capture, I mean, everything just kind of went up from there because, you know, you're taking on a little more risk, but it's not, you know, it's very doable, and, you know, follow the lifestyles map, and it's a very simple process, but it does give you a lot more bang for your buck once you transition out of the conventional loan into hard money to do your rehabs.
So let's finish this segment up with, well, maybe I don't think we have enough time, but when we come back, let's talk about the fact that you tripled your personal income and increased your net worth by 60%. That's going to be a good story when we come back. But we've got just like about 1 minute left is all we have, Beth. So this 1 minute left, was there anything out there when you were doing the single family houses that surprised you?
I'd say the biggest surprise for me is how simple it was to do a $30,000-$40,000 rehab. You know, you walk into it thinking, oh, I want to take a small rehab. But really, at the end of the day, a small rehab or a large rehab personally doesn't involve a whole lot of extra effort. It's still the same process of getting contractors in and, you know, bidding it out and doing the repairs. So for me, the biggest opening, eye-opening moment was, you know, we can tackle a rehab as big as we want, and it really isn't any extra effort once you get into a rehab situation.
Yes, it's absolutely true.
And putting up sign in the yard. I know we're running out of time, but, you know, sign in the yard and how quickly you start getting calls.
That is surprising, isn't it? I remember putting signs in the yard, and by the time I drove home, I rented the house already. That's crazy stuff.
That happened. True story has happened.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got a lot more information to cover here, and we'll get to it just as soon as we get back. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to DellOnTheRadio.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Matt and Kanja Wolfram. And when we went to break, we were talking about the results they've gotten financially and what it's meant to your family. So Matt, why don't you pick this one up since you've had really been the largest benefactor of all of this family investment. Share with us what this has meant to you and your family.
Well, I mean, probably the biggest impact on the family is obviously it let me leave my job. And what that's done is as the kids have gotten older, it's really given them a lot more freedom than you have when you have two working parents trying to juggle schedules and all that. At this point, I can handle any extracurriculars that they have or want to do or be involved in. It lets me, you know, more or less, I joke that my job these days is part-time Uber driver because my mornings and afternoon are tended to be, you know, ferrying kids around to various events, from school to, you know, games and you know, they're involved in band and drill team and other things. So, it's just given us a lot more time to be able to do that and give them the opportunities that they want in their life at this point.
I like the part where you said unpaid Uber driver.
Yes, very much unpaid.
I know how it feels, man. I've gone through it, been there, done that, and grown past it. So enjoy it while it's there. What else has it meant for the family? Anything else? Kanja, what about you?
Yeah, so, you know, having Matt here and knowing that he can handle, I mean, you take for granted how much there is to handle, for, you know, from as a family operations on a day-to-day basis. So just knowing that I can be at work and he's in the back, you know, sometimes preparing dinner. And let me tell you, Matt is not a cook. But he's really grown into that role, you know, and I think that gives me a peace of mind that I didn't have when both of us were working, because there was always something happening and always something having to juggle. And, you know, interestingly enough, so retiring one of us was not what we went into Lifestyles Unlimited for. I mean, you know, again, we were looking for a tax break, diversification of our investments, you know, making a little extra money. But then when the opportunity was out there and we thought, hey, this is really attainable, that, you know, then the game really changed. So it's been great. And now as Brooke, you know, she's going to be a junior in high school next year. So Matt's going to be, I'm sure, working on college applications and college visits and things like that. And having somebody back has been wonderful.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that isn't a part of your bio, but it's an interesting question for myself, and that is, I find that people come in here and they decide, or they come in with the pretty low expectations usually, and they say, well, we'll just stick our toe in the water and we'll see how it works out, and then you guys did that, then you got excited and moved very rapidly. You've already had financial success at a level that you're comfortable with, but at some point, I see a lot of people click past this and say, you know what, it's kind of like, if I could be better looking and I didn't have to do that much more to have it, would I do it? If I could be in better shape and it didn't take much more, would I do it? And if I could be a lot richer and it didn't take a whole lot more than what I'm already doing, would I do it? Have you guys hit that point yet where you realize this is pretty easy stuff to do and all you have to do is keep adding to it? And or have you thought about being a lead investor and going out there and really rocking it?
Yeah, Matt, do you want to take that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely, Dell. That's part of the reason why we've grown it like we have is that, you know, we're constantly evaluating where we are with our finances, what we can do better, how we can improve it. And so, yeah, we have, you know, we obviously added on to our multifamily investments over time, and we've grown that passively, and we are at the point now where we are, you know, working to transition into a lead, just, you know, as you said. I mean, we can do this. We have full confidence that we can do this. And we're just going to keep pushing it to see exactly how far we can go with it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're both certified lead investors, and that is definitely the plan. Timeline is still a bit loose, I would say, but that is definitely the plan. I'll tell you why I would want to be a lead investor, Bell. I think you'll be super rewarding to take a place and improve it to the point where it's, you know, best quality, best price, best service to the people living there. We have seen that happening with our single family houses, and it's incredibly rewarding getting a place that's really run down and making it a place where, heck, you know, I'd live there. So likewise, doing it at a multifamily level and giving back to the Lifestyles Unlimited community and getting passive investors with us along that journey, like lead investors took us along their journey, if I can say that. I think it would be a super exciting project to get into, and it's something that I definitely want to do.
It's a nice circle of life, isn't it, the way it all fits together?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And I mean, the people who we've met, and you mentioned earlier, the transparency of the stories, the transparency of the deals. I mean, it is unprecedented what happened to Lifestyles Unlimited. And like I said, the people who I've met along the way who've, you know, shared with me where they were before they joined, where they are now, the things that they've done, what their real estate journey has been like, it's fascinating.
Well, it's great to have you guys accomplish so much, and it's great to have you on the show sharing it back, because that's really what it comes down to. You've got to get to the point where you can share backwards or forwards, as in with the children, it's forwards. And, you know, I've always said you're not really rich until you have something to give away. And give away or give back or however you see it, it's not being in that position where you have to hide everything you do and be secretive and, you know what I mean, just...
Yeah,
protective
and
of
I love talking to my friends about this, and people are very curious. So a couple of years ago, I was, you know, in the first quarter of each year, Lifestyles Unlimited hosts an expo, and I was part of one. I was one of the panelists in the expo, and so just telling people about our journey, what we've done, and helping others. You know, again, I think there's.
I remember you were on that panel, but I'm going to have to cut you off because we're coming to the end of the show. Thank you both for coming on. We really appreciate it, and thank you for being a part of the community. For the rest of you out there, remember this: they're not doing it for some money. They're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.